10 years ago, when Katrina hit, we rushed to hand-deliver money to New Orleans-area hospitals to keep doors open to treat thousands of hurricane victims. Why did we do it? That's easy. We are Louisianans, and this is our home, too. We believe that everyone deserves to live their healthiest life, and we know that good health isn't just about healthcare. Health is determined, too, by economic stability, neighborhood and physical environment, education, access to food, and social connections. More and more, these factors are contributing to health inequities in America. They passed her failed stimulus, costing us billions, and unemployment soared. He supported the Michigan business tax, taxing job creators, forcing them to leave the state. In Washington, he'd do the same. Today's history lesson, Glenda Ritz. While she was on the board of the teachers union, their insurance fund was $67 million in the red. People had to be laid off, and families lost their benefits. Hoosiers deserve to know the facts. The facts are, he never voted in a general election between 2002 and 2006, but did vote in the Democratic primary election in 2008, when Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were on the ballot. When Tom Corbett became governor, he inherited a $4.2 billion yearly state deficit. The traditional Harrisburg solution would have been to dramatically increase your taxes to pay for it. But Tom Corbett took a different approach.